The readings for today are for the feast of our Holy Father, St. Francis. The first reading is from the Galatians, chapter 6. As for me, the only thing I can boast about is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. It does not matter if a person is circumcised or not. What matters is for him to become an altogether new creature. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, who form the Israel of God. I want no more trouble from anybody after this. The marks on my body are those of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, my brothers and sisters. Amen. The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time Jesus exclaimed, I bless you, Lord, Father of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Over the last 2 weeks, right across the world's TV screens, the saffron robes of the Burmese Buddhist monks have flashed brilliantly. The monks picked up the yoke of poverty borne by the poor of their country in face of rising prices and carried it out to the world's view. It's an image that won't be forgotten. Francis of Assisi did something similar in his day. In the face of his father's wealth as a merchant, he overthrew the yoke of fashion and society and espoused Lady Poverty instead. A profound mystic, he praised God in all of creation, but especially in the lepers he served, the churches he repaired, the preaching he did, and his mission to the eastern countries. The message of Francis is still remembered. His hymn to all creation is still loved. His message to leave enough food for the wild animals is still heeded in many places. Today's scripture reading quotes Jesus as saying, My yoke is easy and my burden light. Yokes are a funny thing. They both constrain, yet at the same time, give capacity to carry significant weights or burdens. It's amazing, really, how human beings in all cultures and in all ages have devised ways to ease heavy burdens. Examples, the way women carried water jars on long distances on their heads, the way yokes were devised for oxen, buffalo, and horses. In the reading from Galatians, Paul says, what matters is to become a completely new person. Jesus lets us in on a secret of how to carry heavy burdens in our own lives. The yoke shouldered in gentleness and humility of heart can make us into a new person, especially if love enters the equation. We all know plenty of examples. Just recall the love bestowed by parents on a special needs son or daughter, a man or woman caring for their partner with Alzheimer's, etc. So, what's your yoke? What's your burden? Will you become a transformed person through carrying your burden, using the yoke of gentleness and humility of heart? And now for a story. A late model car drew up to the curb and parked. Off went the finely suited gentleman to his business. When he returned, an 11-year-old urchin was drooling over the car, and he asked him, "Is this your car, mister?" "Yes," said the owner. "How much did you pay for it?" "Well," said the man, "I didn't pay for it." "How do you go about getting a car, then, without paying for it?" "It was a present from my brother," was the reply. "Gee, mister, I wish..." And the owner thought he was going to say, "I wish I could have a ride in it." But no, this kid said, "I wish I could be a good brother like that to my own brother. He's got polio." The businessman was so impressed by the love the boy showed for his brother that he took both boys for a ride in the car. It was the best couple of hours the man had had in ages, as he ruefully realized that the two boys, with nothing, had greater joy in their hearts than he had with all his wealth and privilege. Happy feast day to you all, especially the Franciscans, and good luck with your burdens, everyone.